Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. I'm chatting with Mike Timmins, the CEO of Fury Gold. Now, Mike, first, we will follow up on news that came out yesterday, December 17th, that is focused on this Elanor South joint venture. The news identifies a large-scale gold target on this Elanor South project. Before we get into this actual news, I just want to remind everybody and have you provide us an update with this joint venture, some of the terms around it. The joint venture is split between Fury Gold Mines, Azimut Exploration, and Newmont. Fury and Newmont hold, let's say, 36%. Azimut holds about 26%. Mike, give us an update on the significance of this joint venture within Fury.
Thanks for having me, Corey. So we did put out some exciting news yesterday on another project we're advancing in Quebec, which is the Elanor South joint venture. We manage that on behalf of the partners, as you pointed out. And as the operator, we're the ones that propose kind of next steps to advance the project. The project's located to the south of Newmont's Elanor mine, 15,000 hectares of prospective ground, in my view, that currently hosts high-grade gold mineralization at the Moni and JT deposits that are on the eastern boundary of the property position and share a common boundary with Cerios's Chichu project. So that's one kind of exploration situation. That said, we're actually more interested in an 11-kilometer structural corridor that runs from there to the southwest, upon which we're finding some pretty big geochem targets that have been identified from previous work. So it's these areas that are going to be the focus of our technical work in 2021. The Elanor South JV was getting little value, in my view, in East Main, which really is an unfortunate miss. But clearly we have something very interesting here, large-scale golden till to develop, and a great addition to our already good land position in the James Bay Gold Camp. And as I said in the press release, we're very excited to advance the project on behalf of the JV. In my view, an exceptional opportunity that fits well with our aggressive plans for Fury.
So, Mike, this JV was formed back in 2008 between East Main and, well, the other parties, Azimut and Newmont. And obviously there has been work here, but as you said, it hasn't really been getting much attention or any value when it came to the valuation of East Main. So in terms of the work for next year, what do you think will drive some value into this JV?
So that's a really good question. So the focus for next year is really just to advance, right? And we want to be active. I mean, I think that's been the problem over the last 12 years of the project. It hasn't really been moved over at the appropriate pace. We want to move and advance the existing targets to drill stage next year. And we want to identify new areas by integrating all of the data sets across the property. So you can expect us to complete the geochem work that's there and complete the geophysical data and get all those data sets completed. We're going to reprocess, perform some fresh interpretation of the geophysics. You know, step one is a new geological framework. None of this has been done, right? Really what we want to do is get ourselves into a position to drill in Q4 next year, 3,000 to 5,000 meters, a small program, but again, it's advancing the project. So quite an active program, an exciting project that has seen very little systematic technical work, and I think that's been the issue.
Okay, so this really just sounds like a relook at this project now that you guys are on board and there is cash in, well, every company pretty much in this JV, at least in terms of Newmont and Fury. You guys are taking a relook and really trying to get this project moving again with potentially some more discoveries, maybe working towards some sort of a resource in, say, 2022?
Something like that. I mean, the whole point, I mean, and this, you know, our approach here is going to be similar to the approach at all of our projects, right? We want to make, it's data-driven decision-making and advancing things forward. So I think it's target development first. I think it's drilling. And then, yeah, I mean, the next step after that is putting some type of resource. And we're still trying to figure out what the timing of that would be for the ESJV.
Okay. Well, Mike, I will get you to keep us up to date on that. Let's also move our focus now over to the Eau Claire project, because it was just a couple weeks ago that you guys started drilling at Eau Claire. This is both an infill program and some other deeper step-out holes, hoping to expand the deposit. Give us an update, please, on how this drilling is progressing.
We're about five holes in to the infill program that's been focused at the bottom of the Eau Claire resource, in and around an area that's actually 12 grams per ton, which is meaningfully higher, obviously, than the 8 grams per ton grade of the overall deposit. So our plan here is not only to upgrade the resource category, but also to add ounces. So the crew is very happy with the program so far. Assays are pending on that infill program. On the expansion program that you spoke about, we're about 700 meters downhole on the first big step out that we've labeled B1 in our long section in the corporate presentation. The target area is about 600 meters down plunge away from the deposit. So this is a massive step out. And it's targeting the intersection of the Eau Claire and the Snake Lake structures that you can see on the slides, both of which are mineralized and both of which host high-grade gold. So I expect drill results to be released starting mid-January. And subject to the speed of getting the samples to the lab, which has been a bit of a challenge for everyone, it should be fairly continuous for Eau Claire for the next several months. So, you know, as we've said, Eau Claire continues to get better every day as our targeting reveals stronger and stronger opportunities immediately to the east of the mine. Lots to drill in the coming months beyond the current programs that we have running. And I believe we're still on the right track to realize our goal of dramatically rescaling the Eau Claire mining situation.
Give us a little bit more color on what that means, dramatically rescaling the Eau Claire mining situation.
What we want to do is we want to take, you know, Eau Claire as it is now, with the current PEA, produces around 80,000 ounces a year, right? And so our view is coming in, if you're going to build a mine and you're going to make that investment for shareholders and take on the risks, you know, both, you know, execution and operating risks and building a mine, you should build something with a lot larger scale. Right. When we did our diligence of East Main, it was very, very clear to us all of the handles and all of the areas of potential. Right. So, you know, our views coming in saying we're likely not to build what was there in the PEA. Given all this potential, you would certainly want to let the project breathe, rescale it to something larger, because we know we're going to be able to feed it long term from the potential of the land position. So that was our approach.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that summary. Let's also wrap it up by getting an update on some of the other projects within Fury Gold Mines. Let's talk about Homestake and Committee Bay. I understand there's targeting happening at both of these. What updates can you provide us?
Homestake is 1.2 million ounce gold equivalent with a 2020 PEA, really the center of gravity in the region next to Dolly Varden and Hecla's Kinkutz project, right? The guys are putting together a new structural model. We're putting together new geological models. And those really have gold-hosted in veins and breccias that are very continuous and very straightforward to track, right? So the theme in the update for the next few years is going to be a return to exploration, right? We're aiming to significantly expand the resource. And we're going to look to chase some of these high-grade breccias along strike into depth, right? So it's going to be 20 to 25,000 meters of upgrade and expansion drilling. That's the current plan. We are looking to discover deeper feeder zones or a new mineralized horizon or pod that will meaningfully change the scope and the profile of Homestake in the market. And really, that's our goal. So targeting will come out, our initial targeting will come out mid-January. That's the time and update for Homestake. Earlier this fall, we put out initial targeting on Committee Bay, and we're going to be releasing more and more specifics about each target itself as we approach drilling at the start of the summer. The market, in my view, really needs to start paying attention to the world-class nature of the deposits in Nunavut with respect to the quality and with respect to the size potential. The Three Bluffs deposit, 1.2 million ounces at over 7.5 grams, really just anchors the 300-kilometer greenstone belt. And it really, this is just us getting started, right? That deposit will double with further expansion drilling that we're going to start next summer. When we go up, we're going to be focused on the most impactful 10 to 15,000 meters that project has ever seen, and we're going to shoot for a series of potential new discoveries along the AK corridor, and that's just 15 clicks north of the Three Bluffs deposit, which is, our center of gravity. So exciting stuff and potentially game-changing with respect to the Fury's valuation for both of those projects. So Corey, overall, incredible growth potential, significant value to be surfaced from the platform. Very active 2021 starts with Eau Claire drill results in January, and that will be that will continue nonstop for the foreseeable future. As a Fury shareholder, I'm very excited from what I see so far and our plans to drive shareholder value as we continue to pursue the untapped potential of our projects.
All right, perfect. I'm glad you provided that update or that summary at the end, because that's what I was going to ask you. But there's going to be a lot of news. I will continue to bring you on the show to help summarize the news and focus the message on each one of these projects, because it sounds like they all will have their own catalysts next year. So, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And in the meantime, we will follow up as more news hits the market. So, Mike, thank you for your time on this Friday. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have a very happy holiday season.
Thank you, Corey.